This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are a lot of legacies of the financial crisis. In Washington, one is a government agency generally known as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is supposed to help Americans get treated fairly by financial companies. It was championed by Democrats, and President Trump's administration has taken a very different approach, including trying to rename it. Now the agency has a new potential head who will face Senate hearings tomorrow. The issue is, nominee Kathleen Kraninger doesn't exactly have a consumer finance resume. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Kathleen Kraninger has an extensive background in Homeland Security. She has no experience in consumer finance. Right now, Kraninger is at the Office of Management and Budget, helping oversee Homeland Security. Kraninger's track record at OMB has not impressed consumer advocates like Lisa Donner, head of Americans for Financial Reform.
There are some basic questions about the role that she's played in some management failures.
Kraninger helped oversee the chaotic separation of undocumented immigrants and their children and the federal government's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. Donner says Kraninger's lack of experience would be disastrous at the CFPB. But Alan Kaplinsky, a lawyer who represents banks, says Kraninger can rely on advisors at the CFPB while she learns the ropes. He's impressed with her government experience.
And that she would bring that experience to bear on her management of the CFPB.
Kaplinsky likes the way the CFPB's acting head, Mick Mulvaney, is running the agency, delaying some rules, dropping some investigations. He says Kraninger would follow Mulvaney's lead. Hyde Capital Markets Director Edwin Groshan says that's the point.
I think that this is somewhat of a chess game.
Groshan says the White House deliberately nominated someone who might not be approved by the Senate. If that happens, Mulvaney can stay at the CFPB until almost the end of 2019. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.